What's the difference between UK and American rap?
Massively. I feel like US rap's a lot more, it's got a longer history, so there's a lot more that people kind of, UK has taken influence from of it. I think US experiments with different sounds a bit more than UK in terms of like, especially with the, I feel like R&B is blending into hip hop a bit over there. So you get like more unique accents and voices and stuff. Obviously UK scene kind of shone a light through grime, which is kind of dying out now. It's a bit more like bass heavy, 140 BPMs, a lot of the UK stuff. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like my stuff is kind of like, I listen to a lot more US kind of stuff. I don't really listen to like too much rap. I'm more into like 70s soul at the moment, like R&B and like Sade and stuff like that. So I kind of take influence from that. But I think the UK scene's good. There's a big underground scene in London coming up now. Like a lot of smaller artists really kind of taking off. So yeah, it's good.
What's it like to be an independent artist, and how difficult is it to make a living, to get your music heard?
Yeah, I think it's got pros and cons. Like, I quite enjoy it at the moment. Like, again, I was speaking to my boy about it. I've got a few mates who are like signed deals, and it's great because they get that check and stuff, but you see the creative freedom kind of go away a little bit, and certain things seem a bit forced. Yeah, it is tough though, independent, like budgeting for things. But it's nice. I've got a small team around me, so we kind of do everything together, which is nice. We'll kind of invest our own things into it. But yeah, I think the main struggle is just kind of trying to just keep momentum and like even like a mental state to just be like, yeah, cool, keep doing it, keep, do you know what I mean? It'll happen eventually. Yeah, I'm enjoying being independent. I quite like it. I kind of like the fact that people kind of know me but don't know me, and it's kind of like low-key. I feel like if something does happen from it, I'll look back and be like, ah, the independent times were the fun times, you know what I mean?
So are you producing other people, and are you writing with other people on the side of doing your own stuff?
Yeah, definitely. I produce for a lot of my mates, especially in Brighton, because I always be making beats just for fun, and then a lot of the time I'm like, oh, I'm probably not going to do anything on this, so I send them through to my mates. Writing-wise, yeah, I've had a few sessions. I haven't been that approached to do it, but I've got mates who are mates with mates who songwrite, so I'll kind of hop in a session and I'll be like, oh, Nath, like, why don't you come up with a chorus of this? So that's fun. That's something I want to get into more, though, as well. Like the publishing side of music, definitely.
What's the best lyric, do you think, you've ever written? And I ask it, and it's not a thing to be egotistical. It's like every musician will go, oh, my God, I wrote that. I can't believe it. It's amazing. So for you, which lyric was it?
Because obviously where I rap, like, I like the metaphorical kind of like wordplay stuff. But I think even on the song I just played, on Hear Me Out, it's pretty simple. But I just think like the meaning is like, if you know, then you know. If you don't, then you're slow. Like, again, what I was just saying with the independence thing, I kind of like the idea of like people around me knowing the wave and like seeing it, even people like yourself having me on and like are familiar with it. And if you don't know, it's like cool, but you will know, kind of, do you know what I mean? I kind of like that whole, that's where I'm at the moment. I feel like on a good path and trajectory, but I'm not too fussed about eyes and clout. It's kind of like I'm comfortable where I am. As of recent, that's it, but there's so many. It's probably not my best, but off top, yeah.
So would you say you're kind of like a modern day poet?
No, for sure. I never thought of it like that. But yeah, I think so. I think me and my dad were literally talking about this earlier, which is like longevity in music. I think that's so key, especially if you're trying to build a career in it. So I feel like, yeah, it's nice to be able to make stuff, and obviously playing with a live band sometimes, that appeals to other crowds. Because I think a lot of people think like, oh, I say your name for the rapper. And like, obviously I've got my rap friends and like, but I feel like you really listen, especially to the new stuff. You listen to it, it's like, I'm not really a rapper, do you know what I mean? Like, I grew up playing drums, I produce, I listen to Slipknot, do you know what I mean? And like, trying to sing now and like producing. So I think that kind of separates it. I think that's why older people can like appreciate it a bit more as well, because it's a bit more genuine than like, no, just on like a hard beat. I don't know.
Yeah. No, definitely. Now, exciting news, because it's every musician's dream, and I don't care who they are, will go, oh, I'm just playing Glastonbury. And you are playing Glastonbury. So how did it happen? What did you react when you got the call or the email? What happened?
Yeah, shout out Susie. Susie Island sorted it out for me. She's like a booking agent. So, yeah, they like submitted 100 artists. And then Glastonbury picked 5. And I was just one of them. And then, yeah, when I found out, so I live with 2 of my bandmates in Brighton, and I got the email come through, and I just saw the subject like Glastonbury offer, blah blah blah, Safe Nath, and I was like, sick. And all the other festivals I got offered for this summer were like with my band, so I was like, okay, cool. So So I've seen it off. I haven't read the whole thing. I've gone to my mates, like Benjamin's like, yo, we're playing Glastonbury. They're like, oh, like, what? No way. And I go and read the email and they're like, it'll be a solo.
It'll be
a solo set with a DJ. And I've read it and I've like gone back and I've been like, yo, I'm sorry. I'm playing Glastonbury.
Yay!
You're not though, but hope you're having a nice day. Yeah. But yeah, no, it's overwhelming. Yeah. It's weird. It still don't feel right. Like, even in a month. Mm. Like, it's literally a month now.
That crowd, I mean, my gosh.
No, I'm scared. I'm scared to, like, I was saying yesterday, I'm just scared to go. I'm not scared about performing. I'm scared to just go on my own.
Mm.
Like, I would be like,
you're going to have to mix in with all the rest of the people that go. They'll have you on a little shuttle bus that comes around the back of you, flying by helicopter. You'll be like, get those people out of my way. Where's my drink? Where are my sandwiches?
Hopefully. But no, yeah, obviously I'm really excited. I'm, like, humbled to be playing it. It's nice.
And what was the reaction from the family? Did they all scream very loudly?
Yeah, I can't remember. I think I called Mum first.
Mm.
Sorry. I called Mum first, and I think she thought I was sick, and, like, she thought I was joking. And,
yeah.
And then, yeah, my sister was like, yeah, everyone was just, I don't think anyone believed me. Everyone was just like, what? And then I showed me. Like, yeah. So, yeah, it's a nice moment, a nice moment.
It is a nice moment. And, I think it's fantastic to be able to get that. It's like, that, you know, even if you never did anything else, which I know that you will, it's still a moment that most musicians dream of and they never get the chance.
Yeah.
So you're out there for all the people that don't ever make it.
For sure, I'm grateful. I'm very grateful.
And your bandmates will just have to understand, bless them.
You'll have to watch.
You'll have to take some pictures. Maybe, I don't know whether you should come back and go, I got you this cup from Glastonbury, or whether or not they'll smash it.
Yeah, some socks.
I got you some Glastonbury socks. Yeah. Hope that makes up to the fact that you will never play there. If they're listening. But the thing is, what can you do? You can't say, well, I want to go with my band, because it's like you've got to go with, you know.
But she said as well, because obviously I'm playing like to a DJ, to like backing tracks.
Mm.
So I was like, can I bring a DJ? She was like, nah, you have to DJ for yourself. So I was like, damn, like they're strict. Mm. Like they're really strict. But yeah.
Coming up, we've got Guinness, which is a beautiful track.
Yeah, like I was saying earlier, this, like, I remember when I made this, I showed it to my boys and they were like, what? Like, in a good way. They were just like, this is weird. Like, and it worked. I think, like, this was a point where I was experimenting, like, loads of new sounds. I think when I made this tune, it was like, okay, cool. Like, I found my pocket and that sort of sound. It's nice because it's off the new mixtape, Springfield, which is out now everywhere. And that's quite like rappy and barry. So I feel like this is like one of the last songs that kind of slows it down and unlocks kind of new. Yeah, you can just slow down and chill out and vibe to it kind of.
So this is, you've got Springfield is out now. Is that an EP?
Mixtape, 10 tracks.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Brilliant. Came out last Saturday, 6 days ago, yeah.
Brilliant. Mm. And how's it going? Are you selling physical copies? Is it mainly on Spotify and Apple and everywhere?
Yes. So it's on all digitals at the moment. Trying to get some cassettes done, which would be cool.
Yeah.
But I've got uni deadlines right now, so everything is just like trying to sort it. But yeah, plan on getting physicals as well.
Mm.
Spotify, Apple Music, TikTok Shorts, everything, all of that.
I've followed you already. I like TikTok, as you know, I'm probably addicted to it. Down to Brighton on Saturday?
Yeah, Saturday evening. I think a certain man's going to drive me back.
Yeah.
I've got another show on Sunday. Yeah, I've got my uni deadlines as well this week. So
you're studying music?
Music
and that's
business.
What you,
music business, so yeah.
Yeah.
It's really good. I could have done a course in like songwriting and stuff, but I feel like I kind of develop that myself, but the business side, like being independent, having a small team, like me being able to know like music law, contracts, copyright, just saves me so much money and means I can't get like mugged about really as well.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's nice.
Excellent. Well, I'm going to play this song. You can introduce it. This is, well, it's actually, I think it's spectacular and I'm going to be playing it on the show all the time and I'll tag you in. We just have to say thank you to your dad, Steve Mortimer, for being here.
Mm.
From Blackchapel.
Thank you, Dad. Thank you for driving me.
Oh, and then Martin, who's kept really quiet today, because on the interview I did the other day with George Bone, he was stirring his tea, making a noise.
I've learnt my lesson.
Was it? Oh, yeah, you bought me in custard creams as well. Not you, Martin. Steve's bought me in custard creams. Martin brought me nothing except pain and sorrow. Because you didn't pay for the custard creams. Just know. I just know.
I didn't.
I love the way that they're both so excited and proud of you. You can tell even when you're sat here, you can see your dad's is like nearly going to well up. And Martin as well, because he's known your family for years.
Yeah, man.
He's my godson.
Is he your godson?
Yeah.
I'm sorry about that. Stay I love it because it's like generations of music and people passionate about music and it's fabulous. So you can introduce your track because I'm going to play it for you now.
Yeah, this song is Guinness from my new mixtape Springfield.
Lovely to see you, and best of luck at Glastonbury.
You too. Thank you for having me.
That's safe, Nath.
might start till I'm finished. I tell him, mind your own business. Funny how this world, you just love to drink Guinness. Swear life now is kinda extra. Still you the main part, you ain't an extra. I'm wearing gums with Vans, back at the Tesla. And if you're private, no, I'm gonna request ya. I prefer if I took you by the waist. You got my face and watch them other ones. Keep forever in space. I want way more than just your name. It's nice to know you feel the same. It won't stop for 1 minute. I ain't care about image. I don't wanna stress you, I know you're quite timid. If I talk slang, then I know she gon' mimic. Call me by my real name, the safe's just a gimmick. Bright blue eyes, not the sky be your limit. I'ma take my time as I slide right in it. I prefer if I do you by the way, she got my face. Watch them other ones keep fur in space. If you really want that, let me know. I'll come straight home, invest my time in you and smoke away my problems. Choking out, never been an option. Oh, they wanna talk about flex. Her truck, baby, you an option. That's why I thought I sent you that text up next on the runway, still in that jet. I prefer it if I took you by the waist. You got my face and watch that.